Blog Talk Radio.
I got to talk. I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie.
It is the biggie.
It's your boy Journey Gray.
Nine.
I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm Cap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
All right. What's up, world? What's going on? How's it going? How've you been feeling? Wonderful, I hope. I've pretty much been running around like a chicken with their head cut off trying to get some shit done for the last few days, but it's all good, you know. It's all good taking care of business. Mitri D is going to be joining us here in a little bit if I didn't say my name. My name is Ray Cole. I am going to be your host this evening on the D Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Sit back, relax. I'm going to spin a record or two, then I'll be right back with you. How about that? All right, here we go. We got Bub. Skorsky, No Matter, and Chris Styles, Fade Away. Here we go.
No matter how hard the times may seem, don't give up our plans. Don't give up our dreams.
Yeah.
No broken bridges.
Yeah.
Can turn us around.
Spit these bars with no repercussion. See, the God such a star, I don't need production. You heard me, I'm so dirty, it seems disgusting. The dick so good, make you leave your husband. As we post these, I'm in the street like Kofi, don't need. Make your teeth grind, can't sleep, nose bleeds, etc. Competitors down on both knees. I'm the best of both breeds. Half man, half amazing. I OD. Back and forth, I ate it.
I drove P.
Telling y'all I'm top dog with no fleas. If I give you my word, it's
O.C.
If it's beat, my last word is
O.E.
Yeah, and that's what it's gonna be. Rap is gonna get with no greed.
No matter how hard the task may seem,
don't matter.
Don't give up our plans.
Never give up.
Don't give up our dreams.
Nah.
No broken bridges can turn us around.
Yeah.
Cause what we're stuck in for.
Yeah. I'm something like Alex Rodriguez, the Pujols. These niggas saw sweetness, glucose. And these kids moist, cupcake. Let the toast off in his mouth, he a fuckface. Getting too sharp, the smoke out of double edge. I would decapitate
yours and your brother head.
You would think I was so say Kaiser. We are the same
age bracket, but I'm wiser.
He want drama, put it in his eye first. Get the poke in his leg till his side burst. I don't never move sideways, I'm straightforward, never came awkward. A stand-up dude, you should know that. Murder any beat if it's new or throwback. Stand
couldn't catch them on Kodak. I'm a watchman like Walter Kovac.
No matter how hard the times may seem, don't give up our plan. Don't
rest
give up our dream.
This is true.
No broken bridges can turn us around. Cause what we're searching for.
Well, no, we do things, man.
Yeah, man,
odds are fewer than 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back, honey, okay? Yes, that was just Bug Skorsky, No Matter, and Chris Stiles, Fade Away. Yeah, that Fade Away, that was kind of nice. That's one of those songs you got to go through with the feelings, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, what I'm about to do is give us some Black History facts. You know, it is Black History Month. We kind of been slacking. We didn't really say nothing about it last week. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, throw a few out there about a few people you may know, may not know, and you'll know after this. So, yeah, here's just some general information. Also, we're going to be going over a few topics tonight, a few hot topics, as I like to call them. We're going to be talking about Race Matters. It's a letter to Black artists saying your services are no longer needed in the music industry. Anywho, then we're going to hit up the issue of reality shows, in particular Love and Hip Hop. You know, I like the show. It's my, like, my dose of ratchetness, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need a little ratchetness sometime, you know, just to balance things out. And also, we're going to be speaking about rappers that actually have college degrees, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody is just a straight thug, you know? Anywho, back to my Black history facts, okay? Fact number one. As a child, Muhammad Ali was refused an autograph by his boxing idol, Sugar Ray Robinson. When Ali became a prize fighter, he vowed never to deny an autograph request, which he honored throughout his career. Well, that's nice. I mean, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wouldn't take it personal, Mr. Ali. Maybe he was just very busy that night. You just never know. Anywho, fact number two. Muhammad Ali, the self-proclaimed greatest boxer of all time, was originally named after his father, who was named after the 19th century abolitionist and politician, Cassius Marcellus Clay. Okay, that's something I didn't know. Wouldn't have known, but, you know, that's some good information. Thank you for that fact sheet. Anywho, fact number three, Allensworth is the first all-Black Californian township founded and financed by African Americans, created by Lieutenant Colonel Allen Allensworth in 1908. The town was built with the intention of establishing a self-sufficient city where African Americans could live their lives free of racial prejudice. That is so awesome, but it sucks so bad when you see towns that are just, like, torn to pieces by us's. Like, we will tear a town down, honey. Well, at least the ones that don't, the ones that got sense, we try to build it up. But the ones that ain't got no sense, Jesus Christ. Like, I mean, writing all on the wall, throwing trash on the ground. People want to hang outside in front of the liquor store all day, in front of the gas station. I'm not coming up in there. There's too many people hanging around there. I don't know what's going to happen. Y'all might try to rob me. Black people, find you some business and something to do. Because every time I'm driving down the street, when I go to the city, it's people just looking. Go find your ass something to do. Stop looking and stop tearing up stuff. Because like I said before, and I'll say it again and again, people had to die, put in blood, sweat, and tears so that you can be the clown and or the fool that you want to be. Like, stop being a clown, especially if you ain't getting paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, fact number four. Jazz, an African-American musical form born out of the blues, ragtime, and marching bands originated in Louisiana during the turn of the 19th century. The word jazz is a slang term that at one point referred to a sexual act. I'm going to have to Google that. Like, jazz referred to a sexual act. I mean, I guess jazz is a little sexual in nature, you kind of pay attention to it. It's kind of seductive, but I wonder what that means. I'm going to Google it because I want to know. I need to know this. Anyways, fact number five. During the 1930s, painter Charles Austin. Oh, wait a minute. I wonder if we related. Because he spelled his last name the way my Austin spelled their last name. So I wonder if we some kin. It might be some money out there they owe us. But let's see. During the 1930s, painter Charles Austin founded the 306 Group, or 306 Group, which covened in his studio space and provided support and apprenticeship for African-American artists, including Langston Hughes, sculptor Augusta Savage, and mixed-media visionary Romare Burden. Okay, sorry, this is not my name, so I may say it a little funny, but bear with me. That's interesting, though. That's kind of cool. He got the same last name. That'd be awesome if we were related. That'd be so awesome. Anyways, fact number six. Before Wally Amos became famous for his famous Amos chocolate chip cookies, he was a talent agent at the Willie Morris Agency, where he worked with the likes of the Supremes and Simon and Garfunkel. You know what? Them famous Amos cookies are delicious, but you know, if you know the story behind it, they stole that man cookies and didn't give him a dime. You know, like, people, please make sure you get the rights to your stuff, a patent, whatever it is that you need to ensure that this is something you created, because people will steal your shit and be selling it and making money, and ain't nothing you can do but say, I created that. And they'll be like, so what? So please make sure you protect your shit, because it's a lot of untalented people with some great business minds. So just, you know, I just thought I'd throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, fact number seven. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on friend Maya Angelou's birthday on April 5th, 1968. Angelou, stopped celebrating her birthday for years afterward and sent flowers to King's widow, Coretta Scott King, for more than 30 years until Coretta Scott's death in 2006. Aww, that got to suck, though, to be Maya Angelou, just to know that every year, like, this is like a reminder that your friend was killed on your birthday. You want to celebrate. You can't even boogie right. You out trying to get your boogie on, and this keep flashing through your mind. So kudos to her. That was a very nice gesture from Mrs. Angelou. Okay, fact number eight. Louis Armstrong learned how to play the cornet while living at the colored wife's home for boys. Yeah, I don't know what that word is. I'll look it up, Google sound it out or something like that. But anywho, well, I guess that's kind of interesting, I guess, maybe. But anyways, you know, kudos to Louis Armstrong, you know what I'm saying? Anywho, fact number nine, musician Louis Armstrong earned the nickname Satchmo, which was a shortened version of the monkier Satchel Mouth. What the hell? The monkier Satchel Mouth. That just sounds so, I mean, maybe that was like a nickname they gave him. I don't know, but that don't sound right. That shouldn't be in the Black History Facts. The monkier. What the hell is monkier? A moniker. Ooh, wee, Rachel. No, you didn't, Ms. Ray Cole. Moniker. Ah! Anyways, look, I'm about to start a controversy because I can't read. But anyways, fact number 10, okay, and this is the last one I'm going to do, and this one is about Pearl Bailey. After a long career as an actress and singer, Pearl Bailey earned a bachelor's degree in theology from Georgetown University in 1985. Okay, Miss Bailey, there you go. There you go, raising the bar even back in the day, honey. Yes, yes. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to spin a few more records, and then I'm going to spin some commercials, and then I will be back, and we're going to talk about those rappers that are educated, okay? So who we got coming up? I'm going to go ahead and play Dromonti, Here We Go, and Jay McNeil, Victoria's Secret. So sit back, relax, and I'll be right back with you.
Barry B. Chip. I see you shining diamonds. Holla at your boy. Crazy 730. My nigga Sonny Brown. Network. Let's get this money. Let's make the money network. Yeah. Let's go. Our time to shine. Chip. They know Benati in town. The way he moved the city. Had to take a
spin is all too many bras getting dizzy. She wanna ride, I'ma let her come with me. So hypnotize they mind, just like Biggie. I do it big time, real fly, stay jiggy. I'm with a fine dime, fat behind, real silly. And friend don't make me sweat, cause the juice keep me chilly. I'm high off life like I rode it in a Philly. Let the yacht take cruise, we all playing in peace. Popping bottles with my crew when they came with freaks. Gourmet on the payroll, cooking up a feast. I eat like a fat nigga, but I work out like a beast. Got $1 million face, I'm an entrepreneur nigga. Jealousy keep me stuntin', I pop off like a blicker. Mommy claim they got love inside, only cause we making love inside. In between they thighs, it feels like a magic carpet ride. Enjoy the summer breeze, like I'm high flying through the sky. I can't lie, mommy off the chain, but she can't see my eyes. They behind platinum Cartier frame. And she love when I do what I do, when I do the damn thing. I run around town like the president, man. I do it big time. Like big homie was saying, if there's no manicures on board, then switch your plane. If there's a place you wanna be, OT, let's go. If we flying through the air, we don't care, we go. From the NYC, out the country, we go. We get the parties popping everywhere we go. Shake that thing, ma, like the way that they go. You know we getting right all night till we go. You ain't scared to ride, baby girl, let's go. I can show you how to live your life on the go. I like the way you shake that mama. Keep throwing yourself at me, I might take it mama. Keep dancing like that, I'm gonna get naked on ya. She a 10, but shaped like an 8, so proper. I'm your future big baby, I'm the greatest that you ever find. If time is money, drumming out of you ahead of time. I like a fine lady, top of the line. She got a good head on her shoulders and she topping off mine. Whoa, let's go, there's more sight to see. Listen, after the after party, we take a walk on the beach. And baby, I let it flow, cause talk is cheap. Explore your body like the internet, all in my feet. I'm from the city that never sleep, you dig? We never sleep. We can have more fun than you could do in a week. I got big time money, baby, nothing is cheap. I'm everywhere where the money at, come roll with a cheap. If there's a place you wanna be, OT, let's go. If we flying through the air, we don't care, we go. From the NYC, out the country, we go. We get the party popping everywhere we go. Shake that thing, ma, like the way that they go. You know we getting right all night till we go. You ain't scared to ride, baby girl, let's go. Let me show you how to live your life on the go.
Yeah, you heard what I said, baby, on the go.
I can show you how to live your life on the go.
Yeah, it's Joe Minotti,
damn right.
The future's greatest. Album coming soon.
It's the place you wanna be.
It just go. You gotta get out of here, man. Just go. You know what I mean? It's vacation time. We've been working hard enough, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Until you ever waterfall. Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a plenty of kids that would like to hear you practice your dad and or mom voice, I'm sure. I'm just joking. But anywho, we are back. And, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention who's going to be on the show. Silly me, right? So tonight we're going to be speaking with Big Jig and Arisha Sound. So, yes, I'm pretty pumped about that, pretty excited about that. But we're going to go ahead and get into the next topic here, rappers that actually have a degree. Do you hear that, kids? You can be a rapper and be a college-educated rapper. You don't have to go straight in out of high school or whatever, you know, get you a backup plan. You know what I'm saying? So the first one is J. Cole. He has a bachelor's in communication with a minor in business from St. John's University. Wow, he doesn't look like a dumb guy. I do know what a dumb guy looks like. But he doesn't look like he's dumb or anything, but, you know, it's like, I don't want to say a stereotype with rappers, but, you know, they kind of put him in the category and say, oh, you know, most of them are thugs or come from a hard life. And granted, he may have had a hard life, but he still managed to get his degree. So, you know, kudos to that brother. Okay, so the next person that we have here, bear with me, is Ludacris. Okay, Ludacris has a music management degree from Georgia State University. Okay, Luda, I ain't mad at you, brother. Okay, you say you're going to know more about the business that you in, which is very smart. Very, very smart, because the best advice I got is if you don't know your business, best believe that there's somebody else out there that does, and they know it well. So, you know, kudos to you. Okay, so the next brother we have here is Ice Cube. He has an architect degree from Phoenix Institute of Technology. They put it in parentheses allegedly, so I guess maybe they don't believe him. But, I mean, if the man said he got it, I mean, you know, whatever, you know, leave the man alone. Okay, so who is this next person? Let's see. Ryan Leslie. He has government and economics degree from Harvard University. Well, go ahead, brother. Okay, go ahead. I ain't mad at you. Okay, get them degrees. There's so many young men that aren't partaking in the degree getting, you know. Nothing wrong with it. Let's see. Who is this? All right. Mia, or M-I-A, not sure who she is. Sorry, but don't really know who she is. However, she's on the list, so she's somebody. But she has a degree in fine art, video, and film from London Central St. Martin's College in Art and Design. I need to learn how to read, huh? Anyways, well, that is good for her. That is awesome, spectacular. Maybe she's like a up and coming, or maybe I just think I might get to the street. I don't know. But she has a degree. That is awesome, sister. Keep it up. Okay, who is this? Who we got here? Talib Kweli. He has an experimental theater degree from NYU. All right, Mr. Kweli. All right, I'm not mad at you, okay? Not mad at you. Who we got next? You know, computer want to act up on a girl, on a chick. All right. So next, okay. So I just strolled down, right, and the first person I saw was Flavor Flav. I was going to say, get the fuck out of here. Flavor Flav got a degree, but no, not that nigga. Public Enemy Chuck D. He has a graphic design degree from Adelphi University. Good for you, Chuck D. But as soon as I saw Flavor Flav's face, I'm like, wait a minute. Flav, what? What? But no. I mean, he might have, you know, I'm not, keep it moving there, keep it moving. Okay, so the next person is Guru of Gangstar. He has a bachelor's degree in business administration from Morehouse College. Okay. All right, so who is the next guy we have? I think that is it. That is the end of the list there. Those are all of our degree-bearing rappers. I'm pretty sure there's more, but at least those are all the ones that made Bossip's list. So that is awesome to know. It's awesome to hear. You know, currently I'm working on getting my stuff together because you always got to have a backup plan because you just never know how things are going to go. And, I mean, you see so many rappers that one minute they on top of the world and the next minute they're nobody. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody checking for them. So, you know, always have you a backup plan. Always have something else that you're doing because, you know, it really is only about 5 minutes of fame. There's only a few lucky ones that get to stick around and kind of float through. You know, you might be one of those lucky ones. You know, who's to say? But just in case you're not, you better have you something else. You know what I'm saying? You just never, ever know. So with that being said, I'm going to spin another record, and we will be back hopefully with our first interview. So let's see, who we going to play right now? Who we going to play? We are going to play Jasmine Ray, Battery. All right, I'll be back in a few.
Oh, baby, I want you. And there's nothing in my way. We can keep the party moving if you want to. But my energy is getting low. You could rise to a season just to keep a lady waiting. What you gonna do?
Tell me what you gonna do now.
Cause I got a little freak in me.
Cómo te mueves, te digo que te quiero cuando tú me atreves.
Can't get enough of you, turn me on.
Come on, get right.
I can feel the warmth of supercharged your vibe when you came inside. Every moment that I'm with you, I pretend I'm lost to let you find a way to come in for two.
All I need is you.
Cause I got a little freak in me. You know about it, Jay.
that I breathe.
You keep me off the ground. Your kiss is so sweet. I hope it keeps me around. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, as long as I'm with you, I know your heart is true. My love for you is real. This chemistry we feel makes me wanna scream and shout. I'm having the best time when I'm with you.
Sean Lyles with Best Time. All right, so we are about to introduce our very first interview of the night. Arisha Sound is a recording artist and actress based in Kingston, Jamaica and Los Angeles, and she's of Russian descent. Singer and multi-instrumentalist, she plays over 15 instruments. At 9 years old, she was a child prodigy, touring in Europe and the United States. Since then, she has appeared on stage and in studio with Stevie Wonder, Stanley Clark, Anthony Hamilton, Devontae Swing, Flo Rida, Snoop Lion, Bone Thugs and Harmony, SZA, Sly and Robbie, Beanie Man, J Dill, and many others. Her songs combine elements of reggae, electronic dancehall, hip-hop, and world music. Arisha Sound's live show is a mix of great live music and true entertainment. She had performed in places like the House of Blues, Hard Rock Cafe, Key Club, Viper Room, Kite Festival, and many more. She, and I quote, "I don't stay in one place. I move a lot, enjoying the beat of the streets and stages all over." So I want us to give a warm, 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 warm welcome to, I don't know what just happened there. She just dropped, so hopefully she calls us back here and we can give her a warm, warm welcome and keep going with the show. So I'm going to go ahead and spin another record, and hopefully we can get that call back, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and spin the graffiti fresh, woman of my dreams, okay?
Come and fly, high, 7:45 when we ride, fly, high, graffiti, feed fresh, yet interesting you being my mistress, but you're not feeling any different, you said they call you L for short, I like that, women in my dreams, yeah, I'm about to have a nice nap, wake up beside her, having a nice nap, like whatever we did before we slept, yeah, twice that, you gotta feel me, she's stupid to kill, with a body so ill and a swag so ill, damn girl. Killing her, guilty. The way she clean up, she makes up look silly.
Girl, you fine as hell with no makeup on. I think I wanna make the scene. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams. Please remember me when I wake up, when I wake up. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams. Please remember me when I wake up, when I wake up. And where you be at when I wake up, when I wake up. I wanna see you. Chocolate body wrapped in Hershey sheets and your background sky blue. Laying like a model, showing a little thigh too. Perfect portrait like, damn, I gotta buy you. No makeup on in your hair, did I can say you fancy, but there's no comparing with the woman of my dreams who I'm staring at. Baby, you can ride, I'll drive, staring in. You gotta stare when she suits the kill. With a body so ill and a sweat so ill. Damn, girl, you on point, let it chill. Your body fine wine and I'm begging for a thrill.
Girl, you fine as hell with no makeup on. I think I wanna make a scene. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams.
All right. We're going to go ahead and cut this track a little sharp. We'll spin it a little bit later, but we have our first interviewee back on the line. So we're going to go ahead and bring her on. So, like I said, I want to give a warm welcome to Miss Arisha Sound, honey. Yes.
Yo, check. I'm right here. You know, good night.
Yes. How are you doing this evening?
You know, I'm doing good. You know, we were actually just sound checking, and I'm about to do a show. In a short period of time. So just getting ready, you know, to play a show and, you know, doing an interview. It's a good day, no?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's awesome. Busy woman. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and jump into the interview first. I want to thank you for joining us, and definitely. I want you to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what it is that you do.
All right. You know, I heard the introduction, so definitely, you know, everything, you know, was, you know, right to the T, you know, everything is, you know, how it was. And I started music really early. I was 4 years old, you know, started, you know, everything, singing, playing keyboard, you know, actually playing violin too. And, you know, picked up lots of other instruments, you know, just the time, you know, music is just my thing, you know, it was very natural. You know, every time I would see a new instrument, it was never a puzzle to me. It was more like, you know, like a new friend. I was always really excited about it. So, you know, now I do play, you know, keys and guitars and, you know, a lot of wind instruments, you know, and viola and cellos. And, you know, it was really blessed, you know, to work with great people like Stevie Wonder. You know, I'm on the last Anthony Hamilton's record, you know, somebody Jay Deal, who the last record was Grammy nominated. So I did some work on that record. And, you know, Jay Deal, who is Janet Jackson musical director, you know, one of my mentors, you know, great bass player too. So, you know, just was blessed really to, you know, work with the best. And now, you know, giving all my time, you know, to being an artist, you know, I feel like I did pay my dues, you know, as a musician. You know, I spent, you know, 2, 3, 4 years really working the industry, you know, playing with, you know, lots of great people, like, you know, my good friend Timothy Bloom, you know, two-time Grammy winner now, and I'm so happy for him. You know, did some shows with Miguel. You know, he was very up and coming. You know, we both were, you know, artists just doing our thing. So, you know, now just, you know, my time to shine and, you know, put Orisha's sound music out. The record was released on July this, you know, this last year, 2013, through RBC Records, you know, home of like Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg and, you know, just, you know, actually Jay-Z's first album, one of the first albums came through them too. So, you know, definitely, you know, great label. They took care of me, of the record. It came out and, you know, now working on, you know, on the next record. Just had a single out for the next record, the one which is upcoming this year. It's a duet with Beanie Man, the song called World War III, produced by Shalke here, you know, here in Kingston. Yeah, you know, definitely want to big up Shalke and then George Stevens in LA and K-Cop in Israel. So, you know, nice team of, you know, nice team of producers, you know, them all, you know, them all big, but all young, you know, all working, you know, mm-hmm. working them things. So, you know, the song is doing really good. You know, we just got the information, you know, it was picked up by 489 stations, you know, according to SoundScan. So,
oh, wow.
You know, the song is getting air, you know, and I hear it, you know, here in Jamaica, and I'm in Kingston right now. So, you know, lots of love, lots of play here. You know, the same as overseas, you know, like in Holland and, you know, other places. So, you know, it's always good to see, you know, the work and how, you know, hard work pays off, you know.
Most definitely, girl. You better do the damn thing, okay? Like, you just rattled off so many names. Like, that is awesome. I'm happy for anybody that sets forth a dream and they, you know, actually start doing the things to get to move in that direction. So, I mean, kudos to you. And, yeah, that's awesome, girl. You better work it, okay? So, let's see here. Okay. What motivates or inspires your sound?
Oh, what motivates? You know, I'm definitely, you know, I have those artists, you know, I'm definitely looking, you know, up to, you know, but I kind of like, you know, lots of old, you know, old performers, like, you know, like Jimi Hendrix and like Miles Davis,
yeah.
You know, and all, you know, all those guys who, you know, created something so amazing, but so unique. And, you know, just always looked up to those people, you know, I love great singers, but I also love unique singers like Billie Holiday and, you know, all the, you know, people with them, you know, with their own sound and, you know, the greatest of, you know, the reggae and like Jimmy Cliff and, you know, Marcia Griffith and, you know, all the guys who just, you know, just basically developed the style, you know, and, you know, and paved that, you know, the road we work, you know, walking now. So, definitely, you know, those guys, you know, that's what I listen to the most. But, you know, I like sometimes just to turn the radio on and just see what is out there now, you know, and you know, who's up and coming, who's doing their thing. And there's lots of good stuff going on in dancehall right now, you know, lots of new artists, you know, up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
Noah, you know, Alkaline, you know, all those guys, Cargo, you know, just lots of new performers out there too. And, you know, in a way, we're all looking up to each other and just, you know, being like, oh, you know, what is he doing? And, you know, what is the next thing, you know?
Right. What's the next step? Oh, most definitely. You know, it's funny you say you like to listen to the radio. I hate listening to the radio because, I mean, even though there are some very talented people, it's a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of stuff you got to weed through.
Mm-hmm. That
okay.
is, yeah, but
ahead,
you know, I guess, you know, maybe it was always like that, but maybe, you know, with the technology now, there's more opportunities. But I still believe that, you know, people find their music, you know, it's all out there, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One thing you cannot deny, that is a hit. So, I mean, if it's a hit, you know, it'll get there, especially if you push it hard enough.
So,
yes, ma'am.
And it's your heart, too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Okay. What projects are you currently working on?
Currently, you know, as I said, you know, the album, you know, the first single from the album was just dropped about a month ago on World War III right now, so promoting that song. Then we had the other song called Onya. It's a fresh new track, you know, it's kind of, it has that soca vibe to it, but, you know, it kind of that slow reggaeton, you know, vibe. So Onya is doing really good, you know, just getting that, you know, just the song is being picked up by the stations again, by the DJs. It, you know, just so good to see the song being part of mixtapes, you know, in different parts of the world, you know. You know, you just open the internet, you know, look for a song, and, you know, it's out there, somebody's putting it out and promoting. So it's just good to see that, you know, the work is getting out there natural way, you know. And then, of course,
Right. Of course
you have Push It To and Promote and Perform and, you know, and everything. So working on the current album and working on upcoming tour as well. We're in Kingston, you know, in Kingston right now. We just did a TV show appearance with Beanie Man on CBM Hit List the other day, so it's being aired this week. Then we're actually doing a show in March 3rd, I believe, here, March 4th, again here in Kingston at Chris Gayle. It's his place, you know, it's called Triple Century. So I'm actually performing with Beanie Man. You know, being in France, and I'll have my set within the set there. So, you know, there's some shows, lots of promotion right now, and getting actually ready to go to Russia in March. So, you know, just kind of drinking lots of hot tea, you know, and getting ready to go into the tournament.
Well, hey, at least my thing is this, like, I mean, I think it's awesome, like, to have stuff just lined up, you know, like, that's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And it's your dream on top of that. So that's awesome for you, girl. Like I said, you better work it, honey. That's all I know is work it and rock it and leave your mark. So, but, yes, I have. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you know, I just wanted to add that you're right. You know, nothing is easy, you know. Everything comes with a hard work. But, you know, in a way, you know, when you're striving for that greatness and you know your own, you know, you set your own mark, nobody can stop you, you know. Nobody can say, you know, what is good and what is right, you know. So,
yes.
You know, when you're striving for the best, you know, for yourself and for your own best, you know, it actually gets out there because, you know, that's in the end all we all want. We just want good music, you know.
Right. You're right. You are right. Absolutely. Okay,
yeah.
I got a few more questions for you, then we're going to introduce your track,
sure.
Okay. Okay, the next question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh gosh, 5 years. You know, we're moving so quick right now. You know, the last year we actually did 6 music videos. You know, the album came out, 4 singles came out. I shot a reality series for Punch TV.
Wow.
You know, we're doing so much here, so much each year. You know, and actually I was flying back and forth between Los Angeles and Jamaica. I think I did about 20 trips back and forth. Went to Europe. So last year was so good. Yeah, so almost, you know, saying 5 years, you know, you know, the dream is big, and the dream is, you know, to get the best out of, you know, what is was given to me in the first place, you know. I had that lesson, you know, to start music so early, you know, to actually work with the, you know, with the greatest people, in spite of everything. You know, I wasn't born, you know, into the industry. You know, my family is not a music family. I was born in Northern Europe. So it was a long way to come here, you know, where I'm at right now. So, you know, I believe in 5 years, you know, it's hard to even predict, but sky's the limit, you know. I have an amazing, amazing team, you know. Definitely want to big up, you know, everybody. Black and Yellow Entertainment, you know, Shalke, Rasta Warrior, you know, Maria Jackson, Big Rala, you know, everybody who is, you know, believing in a dream and, you know, working with us like that. So, you know, we're just working hard. You know, I hope another, you know, 10 great records, you know, and I mean albums, you know, I hope a couple tours, you know, later. And, you know, I'm also into acting and, you know, TV as well. So I hope that side, you know, for TV show actually was for the reality show, we're scoring it, also doing music for it as well. So, I hope, you know, in 5 years, you know, it's just going to be the same thing, but, you know, somewhere a little, you know, just a little more further down the line, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a really smart idea because, like, reality TV is really, like, the way everything is going. If you know what I'm saying? If you notice, like, a lot of people are becoming more successful, or it's like a platform if you use it in the right way. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's an excellent idea. So kudos to you, and I wish you nothing but the best on that one. You know, okay, well, you just actually answered my, or you just, when you did the shout-outs, I'm going to say, do you want to give out any shout-outs or remarks? Do you have any additional ones you want to, anybody else you want to throw in the pot?
Yeah, definitely. You know, because the most important thing and the biggest shout-out, you know, to all the fans, you know, and, you know, in my case, because, you know, I'm being an international, you know, reggae dancehall artist, you know, the fans come from everywhere. You know, recently, lots of people in Uganda, you know, picking up music, and in Africa, you know, here, you know, in Jamaica, where I'm at right now, there's lots of love, you know, and of course, you know, in the United States, you know, because lots of, you know, obviously great music there and so much talent, you know, so Europe, so all the fans from everywhere, you know, in the world, you know, just, you know, big shout out, you know, big up yourself, you know, all the work we're putting out there, you know, the purpose, you know, you just give that purpose to everything, you know, and the meaning to it. So, you know, definitely just stay in touch, you know, I love every, you know, all the responses, you know, all the, you know, critical and all the love, you know, by the videos, you know, on the YouTube and on Facebook, on Twitter.
Where can they find you at? Like, what site can they find you on?
Yeah, let me, you know, I'll spell it out. It is O-R-I-S-H-A-S-O-U-N-D, Orisha Sound. And it is, you know, the same thing everywhere, you know, on Facebook, Orisha Sound Official. It is Orisha Sound on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, Vivo. So just Orisha Sound, Google search, you know, I'm out there actually responding, you know, if you tweet, you know, I'll tweet back. And all the suggestions, you know, all the, you know, you think we're doing right or wrong, you know, I'm open to conversation, and, you know, I'm paying attention to you know.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, I wish you nothing but the best with everything that you're doing. You sound like a determined woman, and, like, people know you cannot stop a determined woman. Like, I mean, when we get that in us that we want to do something, we are going to do it. So, you know, come hell or high water, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate you calling in with this interview, and, you know, I wish you nothing but the best. Did you want to introduce your song featuring the World War III song? Hello?
All right, play it.
did you want to introduce your song?
All right. I'll go for it. All right, Orisha Sound, in alongside King of the Dancehall, Beanie Man, World War III. Spin it.
Boom. Here we go, honey.
Hi.
Beanie Man, alongside Orisha Sound. Let me tell you how this thing go down.
I'm a captain on my cockpit, flying high on chronic. Watch it when I launch this, and no one can stop this. Forget the logic, possess the toxic effect, it just don't make you less sick. Let's get your gear, hold on to your stick shift. Push my buttons, make my body lift.
Me mother have a weapon of mass destruction like Saddam. Me nah bite the fruit like we evil to Adam. Me make she explode in ecstasy like a bomb. Reminiscent of the US invasion of Japan. Me unleash the beast with fire like dragon. Shot me a score to your belly like Satan. Me heart can see she won't catch and
I'm on top,
world's on,
big breath,
I'm on,
you
I like to feel your body light close to mine. Play with me.
damn it. How come nobody tell me that last song wasn't turned all the way up? It was playing on low, on mute almost. Well, whatever. We are back, and yes, I say we. It is myself, Ray Cole, and I am joined by the one, the only, B Slate. Yes, the actual founder of the network. So, yes, let's give him an applause, people. Let's applaud him. Anyway.
Yeah. Right now I'm doing the Tootsie Roll. Just so people know, I'm doing the Tootsie Roll right now. Doing the Tootsie Roll.
Oh, Lord. Not the Tootsie Roll.
I got to do it.
What's that? That's 1990, what, 92? I'm just joking.
Well, you know what? They got gum styles out right now, like sagging your pants. I mean, I could bring some fly back like the Tootsie Roll. I could bring it back, man.
Oh, Lord. Have you seen that one dance called the Nay Nay?
Yes, I have. That's the craziest nonsense I've ever seen.
Boys sticking their booties out and, like, I mean, in doing the I'm going to tell you all hand, like, it's, what's going on in the 2014? That's all I'm going to say.
Look, I'm just gonna call it the Metro. I'm gonna call it the Metro. I'm not gonna call it the name. I'm gonna call it the Metro.
It's a Negro Get Real. That's what it should be called. Like, stop doing that. You look crazy. Look weird. But you know, to each his own. You know, whatever. At least they dancing and not killing each other. So I mean,
that's real.
Whatever. You know.
Well, you know. I definitely want to send a big shout out to Orisha Sound for joining us on the network tonight, on the show tonight. And she's doing big things, and make sure you check her out on Twitter, check her out on Facebook. And her song World War III was hot. That's why we bumped it tonight. So definitely big congratulations to her, and I hope she do her thing at her show tonight. And I know she's getting ready to get it in. So, Orisha, congratulations to you, and knock them dead at the show tonight.
Yes, please do. Like, I mean, she was naming all that. I was like, damn, girl, like, you working your ass.
You getting
it
in.
I mean, wait a minute, dear. She's calling us from the place that she's about to go.
Exactly.
On
That's
stage.
But, you know, a lot of interviews, and Ray know, a lot of the interviews we've done with so many, I mean, we've had people calling, talking to us in the dark by candlelight when the power was out on the East Coast. We had people talking to us in bed. We had people talking to us in the car. We had people talking
to us. But they say you hungry, though.
Right. We had people talking to us at the airport. I mean, we had people just getting it in with us, like, anywhere.
At
a show they just did, or right after a show they just did, or something. I mean, we've had people talking to us everywhere.
Yep. Well, you know, like I said, it just shows, I think that separates the people that are actually going to make it from the people that are not. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, I can't do this or I can't do that. All of them, I can't, aren't going to get you anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think it's determination. It's incredible. I think this might be Mitri here. I think this may be him. Like,
you mean the real reason is calling in?
I think this may be him. Let's
this
check
no
it
real
out.
Reason?
is this real no feeling? Reason?
Is that how you feeling?
is that no real chocolate reason calling in?
That's how you feeling tonight, huh, cuz?
You know I love you. You better stop all that.
Oh, man. Don't beat him up now. I don't want to have to break up no fight.
I know I tripped you out with some of that derelict tongue music.
Oh, man, you were definitely fighting on that one, cuz.
Hey. It's all good, though.
He was so happy to hear that. He was like, oh, man. He was just so excited.
I might shock you next weekend and play your favorite derelict tongue song.
So,
oh, wow.
So so what happened with that? Y'all was, I mean, because that was kind of funky. Like, I mean, I didn't even know. I didn't know.
Well, you know what?
You know what, Ray?
We was young, and I mean, of course, young, talented, you know, doing our thing. And it's like, I don't, you know, we got older, and, you know, to keep it short, because I know you got something you want to talk about, but to keep it short, I know that we met up with this one cat, and I'm not going to throw a lot of names out there, but we met up with this one cat that was a producer. He produced this one dude who the dude's original sound. The dude's original sound was dope. But this producer told him to change his sound, and his new sound was whack, for real. The dude's original sound was dope, and that's what he should have stayed with. But, you know, we got with this cat, and he tried to – I felt like he tried to get on some slick, smooth stuff because, to be honest with you, Mitri and our cuz, Brock Gunny, because he was in it too, you know, they was more into hip-hop than I was. You know, they were more into it than I was. You know, I was just, you know, kind of doing my thing, kind of fresh in it, you know, kind of doing my thing a little bit. But the dude had came to me, and he was like, you know, I want to pull you as a solo artist. You know, and I was just like, man, that's not cool. I was like, you know, my cousins, their heart is into this. You know, this is really what they want to do.
That's
I was like, I'm not doing this without them. Right, I was like, I'm not doing this without them. This is what they really want to do. I said that, you know, that's not. I said, no, I can't do that. I said, I can't do that. So, you know, once that we saw that stuff was going on, and you know, the things that he wanted to try to do, you know, we just wasn't with it. So, you know, because I mean, just looking at the success of the dude he was producing, the dude really didn't have no success. So, you know,
so it wasn't really worth it.
Right, so we just decided not to go with that, and you know, once we got older, we went off to college, and you know, we started getting into other things, and you know, our hearts and passions, you know, we just started branching out into other stuff, and like me myself, you know, I was always told that I should be in front of the limelight, and that's cool, you know, maybe one day I might try it, but you know, I eventually changed my whole outlet as far as wanting to be in front of the limelight. To be behind the limelight, and be behind, be behind the star instead of being the star.
Okay. Well, that's where most of the money is, though. For real. Like you can be in the limelight, tap dancing, and the person behind
that's
the scenes is pocketing all the revenue.
But we had dope. I mean, we had dope music. We had tight music, but you know, we could have had even greater music. But we just decided to, you know, do other things.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, I was in the room, I was like, all right, this go. Like, I mean, it got that 90s feel, but, you know, I love the 90s, so I'm like, this go. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know it was y'all.
To be honest with you, that was back when we did it. You know, that music, you know, it was recorded back then. So, I mean, we did our thing, but like I said, we got older, and we just kind of branched off into other stuff.
Okay. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey, you know, at least you got that, so you can always say, I cut a record, and it's dope. You know what I'm saying? You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, a dope record on top of that, you know? But
exactly.
I'm going to switch gears. So here you go. I got to read this right quick because I thought this was kind of interesting or whatever, and I thought it'd be like a good topic. Okay. So I got this on Bossip. It says, race matters. Okay, this is a letter to black artists. It says, dear black artists, your services are no longer needed. And it has, like, a picture of, like, Robin Thicke, Miley Cyrus, and
well, I saw
what's
that article. I didn't read it.
Why didn't you read it?
I didn't get a chance to read it, but I saw it.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'm going to read it to you, okay? So Macklemore, that's his name, Macklemore, the guy that did the rap about, you know, like the homosexuality.
Sure,
and all that stuff. Yes, and him and that also. Yes. Okay, so dear black artists, we regret to inform you that the need for your services will soon come to an end as we enter a critical restructuring period. Fortunately, after having spent nearly a century meticulously studying your art, language, fashion, and lifestyle, we have learned enough to confidently move forward without you. move forward without your assistance. We thank you for your contributions, but have decided to make some necessary changes as a result of your decreasing value. Focus groups show that consumers are looking for more relatable images. While 2013 marked the first time in the Billboard's 55-year history that there were no black artists on the top 100 chart, this was a great year for us with Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke, Macklemore claiming the number one spot on the R&B hip-hop chart and proving that market demands are shifting. Consequently, in the next few months, we will be gradually phasing out your positions as we finalize this reorganization. In the meantime, we ask you to continue with business as usual, training your replacements, Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber, until instructed otherwise. Okay, well, I got to read this. I'm not going to read the entire thing. I'm going to read this next one. It says, your severance package includes a lifetime supply of Air Jordans, unlimited access to reruns of Love & Hip Hop, and a new 30-piece Tom Ford wardrobe and the latest iPhone. Your medical coverage will be provided through Obamacare. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's craziness. I mean, it's funny, but it's not. Like, who wrote this? what are y'all's thoughts? I mean, what do y'all think?
You know what? I'm going to tell you what I think, and then Mitra can say what he think about it. Look, first of all, I've always talked about that. Now, let's go. They're telling me they don't know. No longer need our services because Macklemore and Robin Thicke and Justin were on the charts for that long. Okay, listen. First of all, remember, Elvis Presley and the Beatles had, of course, they had the top of the charts for a very long time, a lot longer than them cats. And then who came along and knocked them off the charts? Michael Jackson and Boyz II Men and a couple of other artists. Now, you know, of course, they're always a dime a dozens coming out of other, you know, different other cultures as far as music is concerned. You know, there's some Asians, some Hispanics, you know, some whites, of course, who sound incredible. Not everybody, but some who sound incredible. But let's just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, that's always been our talent, you know, as far as being, you know, singing and different things like that. I mean, if you think about, you know, music, you think about acting, you know, actors and actresses. I mean, you know, comedy. We get it in. You know what I'm saying? And sports. You know, we've been dominating quite a few things. You know, they're talking about we've watched the article. We've watched your style and whatever. Yeah, I know that. You know, and I know that that's what's going on today. You know, because for a long time we got ridiculed and talked about the way we dress and the way we talk and the different things that we do and what we eat and so forth. But look at all the cultures that are mimicking and doing exactly the things that we've been doing for years. Okay? You know, they've talked about it, but now they want to do it. So I feel like, and I'm pretty sure others as well feel like, you talked about us for so long, but now you want to be us. You know, so, you know, the thing of, so what does that really say? You know, what does that really say? You bored with being you, now you want to be me.
Uh-oh.
You know,
well,
that's the bottom line. Yeah. You bored with you bored with being you, and now you want to be me.
I'm sorry. This article is crazy. Well, what you got, Meech Meech? What you think? What's your thoughts? What's your ponderization?
Like D was saying, but the best way to sum it up is, how does it feel to beat me? You can't beat anything. You know what I mean? You know, they want to do us, and it's good. You know, that means you love what we do, and it'll forever be around because you want to bite, you want to copycat, you want to do everything. You know, me, Mikey, I want to be just like that. That means you want to be like that, your kids going to want to be like that. So no matter what you do, the black culture will forever be there. You can bite all you want to, because if you look out through history, black persons have written for half of the white singers, the white rappers, the whole nine. We've been writing for people for years. Elvis told us that was cool.
I find it funny, though. I mean, they talking about, oh, these cats, you know, had the top of the charts, what they said, for one particular year. Man, Elvis and the Beatles had the charts for years. I mean, years. Yeah. And we came along and knocked them cats off. So I mean, don't get it twisted.
Right. You know, they can have, you know, you can have it, because all we want to do is take your style and make it even better. That's what we do. We flip it. We take somebody else's style and make it better. And then y'all can be like, oh, I want my style back. You know, it's just like, okay, Justin Timberlake. The only reason why he's still so hot, because he got one of the hottest producers writing for him. One of the hottest producers making the tracks, you know?
Is it me, or does him and Robin Thicke sound alike? Like,
a little bit.
They just... They're so similar.
Justin got a tad bit, a little bit more soul when you listen to him. But they both are incredible artists. I mean, I can't knock that
they
at all.
Alike,
I mean,
too.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. I mean, really, really think about it. You know, how long? Even if I go with sports, golf was one of the most boring sports in America until who came into the limelight? Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods.
Okay. Tennis was one of the most boring sports in America until who came along? The Williams sisters. So don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel you. I feel what it is they see that whatever charisma or whatever that they're bringing, it works. So that's what they try to mold everybody else after, because apparently if this is working, then it's something that's profitable. So that's where they go. They point go in that direction and be like, this particular person or you know, adapt this particular style, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what it seems like they do. Whatever's working, they're going to hop on that bandwagon and ride it until something else comes along.
Until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, until something else is reinvented. Then it's like, oh, that's how we – so that's, you know – they just really want to go wherever, whatever's popping. Because if you think about it, like Miley Cyrus, when I look at her perform, I kind of see Rihanna. Because if you think about it, Rihanna does, like, you know, the scantily clad outfits, and, you know, and kind of like the, yeah, and, you know, like the suggestive behavior, you know. So, I mean, I definitely can see.
I mean, let's be real. Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. She's a white version of Rihanna. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I mean, because Rihanna's like, they're about, a few years apart in age.
The white version of Rihanna.
So, I mean, yeah. Yep. I mean, I can see that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they just gonna milk whatever they can and this, that, and the other. But on the same token, you know what I'm saying? Black people, just stop trying to show the world everything. You know what I'm saying? Keep something secret. Like, when you know, like, just keep a little reserved. You know what I'm saying? Like, we like to show everything, and then we get angry when other people take it. That's just how people are. Some people don't have no swagger. You call them swagger jackers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will take your style and run with it. You like I was just saying earlier, if you come up with something great.
I won't even say this. I'm gonna even throw this out there, okay? When you talk about hip hop, I'm gonna even go ahead and throw this out there. And I don't know how y'all gonna feel about it, but this is how I feel, because he's been doing his thing for a long time. But I'm gonna tell you like this: I think Eminem is the white version of Tupac.
Possibly.
Real controversial, you know.
Yeah.
Got great music. People love this dude. I mean, like I said, I mean, I think he's the white version of Tupac.
Probably so. I mean,
I'm with you, cuz, on that one.
I think
he's the white version.
He was
greatly influenced by Tupac. You can definitely see the influence. You know what I'm saying? So
I definitely agree with that. I think he's the white version of Tupac.
Yep. Yep. I mean, that's just how I be. I think what it is people adapt to whoever it is that they like, and, you know, and they kind of go for it, you know what I'm saying? But now they just, it seemed like everybody, like, that's like, because me and my guy, we were looking up, we look at the charts, like the music charts, because, you know, we trying to be a part of that, so it only makes sense to see what's going on, what's hot, what's not. And he was saying, you know, well, R&B ain't doing all that well, this, that, and the third. You know, we look at it, it's R&B is doing well, but the thing is, it's not necessarily like the traditional R&B, like the R&B from when I was a kid growing up, or, you know, like I don't want to say K. Michelle, but you get what I'm saying. Like, people that's, like, in that particular genre, it's people like Miley Cyrus and, you know, and what's her name, Katy Perry. Like, that's considered R&B pop. Like, that's what that is now. And it's like, whoa, when that happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, well, like, how did that one get go over our heads? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just a different game. It seems like the music game just continues to change. It's going to keep evolving, keep changing. So, yep. So,
I think I might do that on Facebook tonight. I'm going to post a question on that to everybody, and I'm going to just list the names, and I'm going to ask people, you know, I got a little, you know, theory I wanted to, who do you think is the white version of Tupac? Who do you think is the white version of Biggie? Who do you think is the white version of Rihanna or the white version of Jay-Z or
just
Beyonce? I'm going to put that out there and see what people say.
You should put the article up, too, the one off box.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to see what people say.
Yeah, I mean, that'll get some juice flowing too. You know, people get their brains, their wheels turning. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, most definitely.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Well, if no one else has anything to say about that topic, I'm going to spin another record. If that's okay with you guys, is that okay? Can
absolutely.
I get a hoorah, a fist pump?
You can get it. Yay!
Okay, I say yeah. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and spin Cherokee, Soul Sugar Street. Okay, I like that title. That's
oh, okay. You're going to like the song too, trust me.
Okay, well, here we go.
Chocolate brown. places you haven't been touched lately. Amazing goodness and damn good looking. You breaking the rules, ain't never been broke. Making me high from just one toke. East to west to north down south. Some kind of cool, but most like it wild, boo. Most of them young get service with a smile. Shake your thing, get your money by the pal, baby. You make a thug wanna walk down the aisle. Independent style and your mouth not foul. What you drinking, boomer, where the crystal? Fur you down, white mink drag the ground. You make a thug straight want it right now. Helicopter style, see how it looks above town, baby.
Ride or die, baby, you forever be my lady. Ride or die, baby, you forever be my lady.
Someone pop a bottle. We just tryna live like it ain't no tomorrow. Cheers to the haters and all the two faces. This is my investment to cut you out the equation. Better get your act right and reconsider. Trips to Hawaii, aloha. What an experience. Sky's the limit, so I'm out here flying, tryna find my ceiling. We just all tryna ball. She says she got a thing for Christian Dior, can't blame her. She asked me who you are, so I look at the sky and point to the stars. That's me, far and beyond. And baby girl, you can meet me on Mars. From up here, everything looks small. I ain't even land, but watch me take off.
Catch me in my zone, right now and forever. I'm tryna live forever every night. Situation feels so right.
I'm beaming, I'm soaring. I'ma need some meds in the morning. But tonight I just might take somebody woman. Not a minute man, but I'm living in the moment. Keep dreaming, you snoring. I'm living out your dreams, keep pouring. Probably catch me with a chick that's foreign. Might catch me in a whip that's foreign. The flow colder than Pluto. Why would she fuck with you though? I'm flyer than a UFO. Swagger on NASA, you gotta give me kudos. Zoning, I swear this liquor got me in the mood, yo. I'm all out while you sleep at home. But go in like the street light tone. Sweet's all in my zone. Just to let them know the landing here. I'm taking off, no landing gear.
Catch me in my zone. Right now and forever, I'm tryna live forever and tonight. Situation feels so right. Cheers to a new life.
I'm on track, so all I need is the right beat. Say something different, then I split them to the white meat. Taking suck, I'm in your mouth like a white freak. Nice feet, but I'm doing dirt like a night cleat. I got the game by the balls and the slip knot. I'm too high, gotta crawl from the tip top. All I fear is God and the tick tock. Speaking of time, I'm on mine like a wristwatch. What I got in mind, I smoke a lot of pine. I'm about these dollar signs, off top, bottom line. My signature ain't written, bro, don't need no dotted line. That young Kelly shooting Shaker Columbine. But you know me, I keep it smoother than some Columbine. I'm getting older, sometimes think I'm running out of time. I ain't trying to hurt nobody, I'm just minding mine. But I'm God's son, if I don't shine, there'll be a lot of dime.
Right now and forever, I'm trying to live forever and tonight. Situation feels so right. Cheers to a new life. Cheers to a new life. Cheers to a new life.
All right. I don't know what just happened there, okay? But, yeah, there was just a serious malfunction, okay? So we are back. Oh, man, you got to laugh, huh? Got to laugh about it. Ain't that right, Meech Meech? I mean, I'm just like, what the fuck just happened? Oh, my goodness gracious. Like, I mean, a whole 5 minutes. What you saying?
I'm like, yo, what's going on? Hold on, we done lost the network. Somebody got mad at me.
Oh, man.
What?
All I know is I'm over here in the screen and said, Google Chrome does not access this page. I said, what? So I'm clicking out, going back in. Google Chrome does not access this page. What? Clicking out, going back in. I'm like, ain't this some shit? I'm like, let me try. Well, we don't get off and all that. But we back up in this bitch. So we're going to keep it moving, keep it rolling, keep it going into the next topic. Yes, so, you know, I was reading something about love and hip-hop, and I don't know if you watch that show, but, like, I watch it because, you know, I need my my dose of ratchetness at times, you know. But, you know, sometimes I need just a little ratchet, just a little bit. But what do you think about, like, reality TV and especially shows like Love and Hip Hop, because that seems to be a very popular one?
Is it really reality? No, I've actually never looked at it. Never.
Get out of town.
Not one season of it. I have never looked at it.
I really don't
believe in reality shows. I like them, but I don't believe in it because you look at it, some reality just can't be so real. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I guess some of it does seem a little scripted, you know what I'm saying? But
I'm like, when has a person just all of a sudden jump up and start trying to whoop somebody's ass over nothing?
Well, especially somebody you don't know.
You know, that's evident. You know, niggas don't do shit that. We don't do nothing live, you know. We don't want to get caught up. That's grounds for getting that. We being taped and I'm whooping your ass on tape. Oh, that's evidence for court. Fuck that.
Yeah, all you need to do is just bring that or bring it in and, you know what I'm saying? And they got you right there like, ma'am, is that you beating that girl's butt? I believe my Fifth Amendment, right? The right to remain silent. Anything I can say and will say will be used against me. Start saying the Miranda rights up in that bitch. But, I definitely feel you. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think some of it, I would say about maybe 50% of it, I think, is like either scripted or instigated. You get what I'm saying? Like, they do stuff like they know this person don't like this person, so they tell this person to go here knowing they're going to see each other, you know, and then it's like, oh, some shit about to pop off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about to go down, you know? What do you think, D? What you think about reality TV?
Well, I just want to say about reality TV. Come on, first of all, you guys already know how I feel about that. Reality TV, my thing is, I feel like you need to come up with another name for it because it's really not reality TV. Anytime you're telling people to go off scripts and you're telling people what to do and say, that's not reality. Reality is you go off of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever's going on. So that's reality. You just got to go off of whatever's going on. So if ain't nothing going on, then ain't nothing that particular day, then ain't nothing going on. That's reality. Exciting things don't happen every damn day. So that's not reality. So don't call it reality TV. Maybe you need to come up with another name for it.
But, you know, it's boring if they ain't on their boxing and stuff like that. I know that sounds so bad.
Well, you're right. It is. That's real boring. But my thing is, and I don't have a problem with, you know, watching it or other people. Well, I don't watch it all the time. You know, I'm not a constant watcher like a lot of people. But, you know, I don't watch it, you know, like that. But my thing is, I just feel like, don't call it reality TV. That's not what it is. Come up with another name for it.
A scripted reality TV.
I got a name for it.
You know?
What?
Act like you got some goddamn sense.
They act like you know TV, okay?
Well, act like you got some sense is not exciting either, so that's why they don't do it.
Well, this is true too, because don't nobody want to see that. We want to see a bitch get knocked out.
People flock to drama and controversy. So
that's true. This is true. But what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna run the track, and then when we get back, we're gonna bring in our next interview. Okay, so this is.
Well,
yes.
And. Holler at me when you get a chance to, Ray Ray.
Okay, no problem. This is Arrow Cheetahs. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
E-Rockheads.
Man, look, I'm going to need you to put that in some parentheses with the little dashes of how you actually pronounce it in English. Because, man, I would have never got that. But, yeah, we're going to play him. Cheers to the new life. Here we go.
What a year, someone pop a bottle. We just tryna live like it ain't no tomorrow. Cheers to the haters and all the two faces. This is my investment to cut you out the equation. Better get your act right and reconsider. Trips to Hawaii, aloha. What an experience. Sky's the limit, so I'm out here flying, tryna find my ceiling. We just all tryna ball. She said she got a thing for Christian Dior, can't blame her. She asked me who you are, so I look at the sky and point to the stars. That's me, far and beyond. And baby girl, you can meet me on Mars. From up here, everything looks small. I ain't even land, but watch me take off.
Catch me in my zone, right now and forever. I'm tryna live forever every night. Situation feels so right.
I'm beaming, I'm soaring, I'ma need some meds in the morning. But tonight I just might take somebody woman. Not a minute man, but I'm living in the moment. Keep dreaming, you snoring. I'm living out your dreams, keep pouring. Probably catch me with a chick, that's foreign. Might catch me in a whip, that's foreign. The flow colder than Pluto. Why would she fuck with you though? I'm flying in a UFO. Swagger on NASA, you gotta give me kudos. Zoning, I swear this liquor got me in the mood, yo. I'm all out while you sleep at home, but go in like the street lights on. Sweet's all in my zone, just to let them know the landing here. I'm taking off, no landing gear.
Catch me in my zone. Right now and forever, I'm chillin'. Tryna live forever in the night. Situation feels so right. Cheers to a new life.
I'm on track, so all I need is the right beat. Say something different and I split them to the white meat. Taking suck, I'm in your mouth like a white freak. Nice feet, but I'm doing dirt like a night cleat. I got the game by the balls and the slip knot. I'm too high, gotta crawl from the tip top. All I fear is God and the tick tock. Speaking of time, I'm on mine like a wristwatch. What I got in mind, I smoke a lot of pine. I'm about these dollar signs, off top, bottom line. My signature ain't written, bro, don't need no dotted line. That young Kelly shooting Shaker Columbine. But you know me, I keep it smoother than some Columbine. I'm getting older, sometimes think I'm running out of time. I ain't trying to hurt nobody, I'm just minding mine. But I'm God's son, if I don't shine, there'll be a lot of dimes.
Right now and forever, I'm trying to live forever in the night. Situation feels so right. Cheers to a new life. Cheers to a new life. Cheers to a new life. Life.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. We are back in the building. This is your girl, Ray Cole. This is the D Hour Indie Up Saturday show. We got Mitri D, and we have the founder himself on the line tonight. You know, this is a very special occasion. And we are getting ready to introduce our next feature here. Let me go ahead and get my paperwork up, okay? Let's do that. All righty. Big Jig has years of experience within the music industry, which allows him to dream bigger than what he has accomplished thus far. When you think of Big Jig, you will think of him as the modern-day hip-hop version of Berry Gordy, who believe that being creative makes hits and good planning makes a good businessman. To sum it up, Big Jig is here to bridge the gap between the believers and those who do not believe in his journey. Now that is Big Jig's pure motivation. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can, I would like for all of us to give a warm D-Hour welcome to Big Jig, honey. Yes, yes. Where's the applause? I can't find him. How are you doing, Mr. Jigs? How you doing?
I'm good. I appreciate the D-Hour having me. For those that don't know,
yo, Big Jig, my nigga, what's good?
Hey, what's good, man? I appreciate y'all having me, man. Real talk.
First of all, Jig, this your boy D, man. D Slate, I want to thank you because, you know, we've had you on the show before, man. I want to thank you for joining us again on the D-Hour show, man.
I appreciate y'all, man, definitely for holding me down.
That's real.
No problem. Thank you for taking the time to call in and speak with us tonight. So we're going to jump right into it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Well, for those that don't know me, man, I am a former BET 106 and Park Freestyle Friday champ, man, Big Jig, man, currently signed to Fontana Universal. Right now, you know, I represent Chicago, you know, VI,
uh-oh,
LA.
Uh-oh.
I represent Chirac, VI, LA, and VI Atlanta. So, you know what I'm saying, for those that don't know, man.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Heatry D are some Chirac natives, bro, so we with you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yes, sir, Chirac, man, 773-312, all that, man. I'm in the
That's
building.
That's it, baby.
Boom. Okay. Y'all can stop representing now. I'm joking. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your name. Like, what does it mean or represent to you?
Well, you know, back in the day, you know, before I had even got in hip-hop, you know what I mean, they was calling me Big Jigger. You know what I'm saying? So when I got in the game, I had to shorten my name. So I just shortened it, you know what I mean, to Big Jig and just took out the Jigger because, you know, my entertainment lawyer at the time was telling me I couldn't use that name because of Jay-Z when I first got in the game back in, like, 2000. So with that being said, I just shortened my name to Big Jig.
Okay. You know, I feel you don't want no problems in the long run, so go ahead and take care of it in the beginning. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay. So what projects are you currently working on?
Right now, you know, I got Fontana Universal put out a single on me called I'm On My Ish. You know, it currently stands for I'm On My Shit, but, you know, for parental advisory, it was I'm On My Ish. That's out right now worldwide, all the retail, online, digital distribution, and physical as well. It's called I'm On My Shit. And right now we got Universal just dropped a current project on me January 28th. And I switched it up, man. I did the Flo Rida thing. I got a pop record out right now called The Weeknd, which is crazy. It's a crazy record. I got that out right now. So, you know, we're just working hard, man. The video shoot for I'm On My Ish is going down March 14th, man, in ATL. That's going to be crazy as well.
Damn, you got a brother wishing he was in ATL, Jig, for real.
That's what's up. Yeah. So I got that going down, you know, March 14th, Club Solutions. That's going to be a big situation. And we actually starting my promo tour March 7th. We started off in Augusta, GA. Then we're going from Augusta, GA to North Carolina to South Carolina. So, you know, we're just working all in all together, man. And I'm actually opening up a Wing Heaven, which is a restaurant that's going to be open in Atlanta. I'm opening up in May as well. So, you know, I'm working, man. I'm working on every angle, man. God is good.
You getting it in.
Yes, wings, honey. You can't go wrong with wings.
You put a man in the house chicken. You know how we do.
Jig, I want to say, I just want to say one thing, bro. Judge Alex TV. What the hell was that crazy? That was crazy,
man.
Bro.
I was actually on Judge Alex, man, because I had put out a mixtape September of 2012, and when it went viral, like the first two and a half to three weeks, it got like almost 50,000 downloads. So we started to just say, okay, well, look, let's build a tour off of it. So we actually built a 20-state tour off of it, and one of the cities was Ohio. So Pastor Troy being a good friend of mine, you know what I'm saying, the promoter was like, yo, who else could you bring? I said, let me see what my boy Pastor Troy doing. It was like, so the promoter was a big fan of Pastor Troy and me. So when I reached out to Troy, Troy was like, okay, cool, let's do it. You know what I mean? So the promoter actually gave me the money for me and Troy, because Troy, me and Troy was partners. So I gave Troy the money, and it was during BET weekend of 2012. We both was at the BET pre-parties in Atlanta, and I dapped him up, shook his hand, said, Troy, hey, look, man, I'm on my way to Ohio now. My flight finna leave. He was like, all right, cool, man. I'll meet you down there. So I went down to Ohio, got his hotel room, got my hotel room, and make a long story short, he didn't show up. So the promoter was like, well, I know that's your boy, but I'm going to sue him. I said, well, you know, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. Business is never personal. So
that's real.
Right.
I saw though, Jig, man. I mean, I get it, man. I understand where the cat was coming from, the promoter and everything, and that's cool. I mean, first of all, I felt like he was trying to get 7 G's. First of all, man, he didn't have enough sufficient evidence to get 7 G's, which is what the judge told him. Now he got the proper amount of money he was supposed to get back, but the fact that the cat was trying to get 7 G's, man, I was a little suspect on that.
Yeah, it was kind of suspect, man. You know, like I was saying, you know what I mean? You know, the guy, it was his first big show he had ever did with any mainstream artist. So, you know, I kind of felt, first off, they didn't even know I was going to even be there. I mean, they was clueless. You know, everything was quiet. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know I was going to be there. Judge Alex and them actually called me and was like, hey, you know, Big Jig, we'll pay you and fly you in, man, if you come and you know, just because it was your tour, so we need you here to, you know, to make sure these allegations is false or true or whatever. So I said, okay.
Right.
I said, I'll come. So I went on and flew in, and, you know, it took them by surprise. They kept bringing my name up. So the judge was like, well, since we keep bringing up Big G, let's bring him out. So everybody was like,
yeah,
wow. We didn't know he was here. You know what I'm saying? So they brought me out, you know what I mean? I wasn't there on nobody's side for real, even though Troy's still my partner. You know, we cool, but, you know, I would never try to get him no shows anymore because I thought that was bad business. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Me and Ray Ray was talking about that because me and her talked about that earlier in the show, and I think that was the only thing I think what truly made Troy look bad is the fact that, and even Judge Alex had brought that up, like, man, this show's second time coming up in my courtroom for not showing up at an event.
Right.
You know, and he told my man, the promoter, like, you should have watched my show when you saw that this is the second time that this cat has come up in my courtroom for not showing up at an event. And that would have told you right there, you know, how he get it in with on the business. But my man was like, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, he said, you know, I thought that he was going to show up. I mean, my thing is, business is business. Hollywood is Hollywood. I mean, those type of things happen. So I feel like when you're in that particular type of business, you got to have a contingency plan to be ready for anything.
I think the biggest issue was, you know, me being a national recording artist, I'm not a promoter, so I shouldn't have been doing his job for him no way.
Exactly.
And that's,
exactly.
That's what I brought up, and that's what I stated on TV. I said, hey, I don't work for him or Troy, so I shouldn't have been doing that no way. I was just doing it, you know, and that guy, the promoter, you know, he's kind of a clown because, you know, as a businessman, he shouldn't have expected me to do all of that, but he thought because I got a name, he probably won't do that to Big Jig, but he did do it, and he really didn't do it to me. He did it to him, but he thought using me, I guess there was going to be something that was going to be solidified or confirmed that, you know, this guy was going to show up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he stated it at the end of the case, you know, I mean, you know, I learned my lesson. Of course, I know it's your first concert deal, man, and, you know, shit like that tends to happen. But, yeah, again, you know, you got to be a better businessman. And, again, you got to have contingency plans planned out for these type of things to happen. You got to expect it because things happen, shit happen with other people, stuff come up, and you got to be ready for that.
But you know what the crazy thing of it? The crazy thing about it is that even though it happened to him, it helped him because he started getting other bookings behind that.
That's real. So basically,
him being on TV with me and Troy, it helped him. You know what I'm saying?
It really did. But you know what, though, Jig? The funny thing about it is that Troy had said that right in the beginning of the case. He said, man, this dude is only here for publicity.
Yeah.
He's like, we offered to give him his money back, but he wanted to come here because he wanted some publicity.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Well.
you know what's so crazy? They've been playing that. I think we helped Judge Alex rating so heavy because they've been playing the hell out of it.
They have, though, bro. They have, for real. Because I think
everywhere I go now, cats like, oh, damn, that's Big Jig. That's the same dude.
That was Judge Alex. That's real talk, man. But, you know, I want to ask you, bro. I always ask you, you know, last time you were on the show with me, just thinking about where you at, man, and some of the things that you've accomplished and the things that you're doing. You know, some of these up and coming cats, man, that's trying to get real in the hip hop game or even the music business. What advice do you give to some of the young cats, man, up and coming artists?
Well, for one, man, they got to learn patience, man. You know, a lot of people think that hip hop is a overnight pop going blessing, and it's not, man. Like, this take work. It's a lot of work, man. You know, it's a lot of work because you got to make the unbelievers believers. You know, you got to work on getting hot records. You know, you got to get your image together. You got to make sure all your paperwork is right with your royalties and your publishing. You got to make sure you surround yourself with the right team and the right management, you know, to be able to really shake and bake and make moves, man. So I just think that, you know, people need to understand that, you know, for the up-and-coming artists, remember this is a business first, man. Like, this is not just about jumping in the booth making a record. It's a business.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? So you got to treat it as a business because you as yourself, me as myself, I'm a walking entity. So by me being a walking entity, you know, by me being a walking entity, it's important that I carry myself a certain way. It's important that I stay about my BI, man. You got to stay about your business. You got to make sure all your copyrights and royalties and publishing and everything is all your I's dotted and all your T's crossed, man, to really be able to make moves. Because you hear a lot of cats.
That's right.
You hear a lot of artists cry and wimp about, oh, man, I'm better than him, man. He's garbage. But guess what? That guy that you're saying garbage, he probably got his business together. That's probably why he got his business together.
I mean, you know, like I do, everybody said that about MC Hammer. But guess what? Hammer had his business together, though.
Yeah. That's what they said Hammer was whack.
Cats was hating on Hammer. Oh, he whack. But you know what? Hammer had his business together. You know, when Will Smith was known as the Fresh Prince and he was getting Grammys and American Music Awards back when hip-hop wasn't getting it, cats was hating on him. Oh, man, this dude is wax on so soon. But guess what? He had his business together.
Yeah.
So, no, you're right, bro. Absolutely. Meet you.
Yo.
You got problems with Big Jig, bro?
Oh, man, y'all went ham on him already, so I'm good. I'm just shit up in the background.
No doubt.
Okay, well,
Jig, you know what?
I got a few
you,
more.
You know what, Jig? Go ahead, Ray.
I'll finish up if you got something, or I can wait
till
you get done.
No, you know what, Jig, I wanted to, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, first of all, Jig, that I'm on my shit joint, and that weekend joint is hot. I'm going to tell you that right now. And also, I'm going to give a Jig, though, Jig, you a family member on this network, bro, and I'm going to tell you that because I bump your joint, Millionaire Walking Gucci Girl, all the time on the network. All the time. So just so you know that. Now, I'm on my shit, and the weekend, I'm going to be bumping that just as much. So just let you know the new joint is hot, and I'm loving it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get to my questions. That's what I'm going to do, if that's okay with you guys.
You do.
Let's see here. Okay. So I got just a few more here, and then we're going to go ahead and spin your record. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself, you know, into the acting, man, like for real, man. You're going to be seeing a lot of me on TV, man. Like that's what I'm really focused on right now, man, just becoming more of a powerful businessman. And to be acting, and you know, because eventually, man, you know, I understand that, you know, I've been in the game, even though I'm still a young guy, I've been in the game for some years now, man, and, you know, I'm not one of them cats that's going to be rapping till I'm 40 and 50 years old, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to be trying to, you know, put a lot of other cats on, man, who I think got the talent and got the willing and wanting to be hungry to make it. For theyself, man. I'm going to try to put a couple cats on, and I'm going to venture off, man, into the TV world.
Well, you got your first start on Judge Alex TV, bro, so you doing your thing. You doing that thing.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been on a lot of TV stuff, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
I got a lot. My resume crazy with the TV stuff, so I'm just going to try to step it up now, you know what I'm saying,
no doubt.
The TV, man, acting.
No doubt.
Okay, this is my last question. Okay. What obstacles have you had to face as an up and coming artist?
Oh, just, you know, making unbelievers believers, man. Like that's the hardest thing, man. You know, and to do that, you know, you gotta always believe in yourself first to make others believe in you. So that's like probably the biggest obstacles, man, you know, to earn that respect, earn them stripes. And, you know, I've been in the game 13 years, so I done earned my stripes. So people respect me now on the music tip, man. So, you know, now that I done kind of hurdled that obstacle, I'm trying to just go on and branch on to a bigger and better thing.
Okay. So if anybody's looking for your music, looking for any of your works, or, you know, just want to befriend you on social media, like how do they get a hold to Big Jig?
Y'all can get at me on Twitter. It's at BIGG underscore JIGG. Once again, that's at BIGG underscore JIGG on Twitter. You can catch me on Instagram. You dig on Instagram.com/BIGG_JIGG. Once again, that's Instagram.com/BIGG_JIGG. Or you can catch me at my official merchandising website, which is called Talk to 'Em Jig. You know, that's my slogan, man. To Talk to 'Em Jig. Y'all can check me out at Talk to 'Em Jig. That's TALK. That's TALK. Number 2 EMJIGG. wix.com/TALK. EMJIGG as well, or you can catch me on my official website, which is bigjig.com. That's BIGGJIGG.com, or you can just catch me on Facebook too, man, at facebook.com/BIGGJIGGTHEGO2MAN. That's facebook.com/BigJig, the go-to, man. Or you can just make it simple, and you can just go to Google and type in BIGGJIGG, and my whole career come up.
There it is.
Okay. BIGGIGG.
That's it.
JIGG.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Stay rock.
Okay.
Chirac in the building.
Yeah. Did you have any closing comments?
Oh, no doubt, Jig. I mean, you are, as always, man, like I said before, you're a family member on this network, man. We all, you know, we keep supporting you, everything that you're doing. You know, you keep on hitting, putting out them hits, man. We're going to keep on putting in rotation and telling everybody to check you out. I do want to ask you, Jig, we was talking earlier about a particular topic about music and the way it's changed, and, you know, we got a lot of really good white singers and white rappers and stuff out there that's coming up in the business. This is what I think. I want to see if you agree with me. I think that Miley Cyrus is a white version of Rihanna and Eminem is a white version of Tupac.
Yeah, I can rock with that. I think Miley is a. I think Miley probably a better singer than Rihanna though.
Oh there
yeah.
We go.
Yeah.
I think Miley's a better singer than Rihanna as far as vocal wise, but yeah, I can see that being. I can see that because Eminem is hands down the best Caucasian artist that we've ever seen in our life.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's by far the best Caucasian rapper that we have ever seen in our lifetime ever.
And until somebody else come along and take that title, I mean, he the best by far ever. You know,
I'm gonna go as far as saying this. I don't think it's just like we'll never see another Michael Jackson. We'll never see another Eminem. Real
talk. And you might be right about that. I mean, don't get it twisted. Like you said about Michael Jackson, it's a whole bunch of people that want to have Michael's status. You know, Usher, Beyonce, even MC Hammer at one time wanted to have Michael's status. Ain't nobody going to ever have Michael's status.
Nah, never. We'll
He's
never,
one
never,
of the billions.
Oh, yeah, we'll never see another Mike Jack, man. It's just some artist that's like that we'll never see again in life, man.
Exactly.
We'll never see another Tupac. We'll never see another Biggie. You know what I mean? We'll never see none of them cats again, man. Them is like sprinkles of people that God just sprinkled in our lives real quick, man.
I mean,
took them away. You know what I mean?
Michael Jackson was so cold. Mike is the only dude to ever have grown men screaming for him at a concert. Ain't no nigga screaming for Trey Songz. Ain't no nigga screaming for Usher. Come on now.
Right. I'm talking about pure thugs see Mike right now and fall out like chicks.
Mike,
they start passing out.
They start passing out, man. That dude has a hell of an effect on the world, man.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jay, I just want to say, man, it's always a pleasure, you know, to have you on the network with us, man. You're a family member on the DIY Network, man. So we're going to keep on supporting you always.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So did you have any shout-outs or anything before we, you know?
Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Shout out to my fans, man. I appreciate all my fans, man, that have been rocking with me, man, since day one. And I appreciate the ones that just got on board, man. I appreciate everybody taking the time out to look your boy up and taking the time out to go download my music that's out right now and all my past work. I appreciate that. Shout out to my family, you know, my immediate family, my moms, my kids. Shout out to my road manager. You know, Eric Woods, Big E, shout out to him. Shout out to my PR, Nikita Middleton. Appreciate her. Appreciate that love. You know, she worked hard.
Nikita,
you know what I'm saying? So double salute to her. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and the whole Universal staff, man, I appreciate them. Appreciate the whole Fontana Universal staff that been holding me down, you know, since I got the new situation with them. So, you know, we rocking, man. You know, shout out to Dr. Dre's son, man, Curtis Young, man. You know, he's part of my team, man, so salute to him. You know what I'm saying? On the whole Forever Young ENT, man, for real, for real. So, you know, gratitude is the best attitude, man. I'm just thankful and I'm gracious to be in the situation that I'm in, you know what I mean? So,
real talk.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and introduce, or do you want to introduce your record?
What record y'all got?
The one we got for you is I'm On My Shit.
Oh, man, you know, that's kind of self-explanatory, but, you know, I'm going to go and introduce that thing, man. Y'all know who it is, and y'all know what it is, and if you don't, man, it's your boy Big G, man, Mr. 106 and Park Champ, you understand me, Mr. Judge Alex, you dig, all of that good stuff, man, you dig. Also, man, you know what, salute to Judge Alex, man, because I forgot to say, man, and they kept playing this clip on TV, man, when Judge Alex kept saying, hey, you know what, Big G? Oh, we can end the case right now if you give me one of them chains, man. So, you know, I appreciate Judge Alex, man. I appreciate Judge Alex for showing love on this jury, you understand me? Because it is so I say. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
so
I like.
You know, I say,
well, let me get $20 in. Loan me $20.
Hey, you know I stay, hey, y'all know I stay freezer burned up, man. You understand me? So
there
that
is,
goes
baby.
Along with the title of this record, man, right here on the D-Hour Show, man. You understand me? D-Slate, man. Appreciate you, Ray. Appreciate you, Metric, man. Y'all know what it is. This is my single, man. I'm on my shit, man. Let me know if y'all on y'all shit, man. It's your boy, Big G, man. Y'all know the rest. Talk to him, G.
Yeah,
you know I stay on mine, man. You know what I'm talking about. Beat my appreciate the homie, it's your boy Big G, man. Hey, yeah, what's up, dude?
Look at my wrist, I shine like a left man. Everything lit, boy, I hustle hard, I'm a grind till I'm rich. Ain't no pressure that I'm on my. Look at my neck, look at my wrist.
Yeah.